things of this world. But it is not just for no reason that Allah Ta'ala will give you authority and control over the things of this world, but Allah Ta'ala is giving it to you as a test. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ Allah Ta'ala wants to see, how are you going to deal with these items of the world that I have given you? The wealth that I have blessed you with, how are you going to earn the wealth? How are you going to spend the wealth? The dunya that I have given you, is it going to make you heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it going to make you forget your true objective that you were sent for in this world? And thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَاتَّقُ الدُّنْيَا Fear the world. Be wary, be cautious of the dunya. So beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising us, be cautious, be wary of the dunya. Do not become duped and beguiled by the dunya. Do not let the dunya and the things of this world dupe you and beguile you and make you completely heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beautiful ayah that I recited in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah ta'ala beautifully asks the question. And this ayah is addressed to the believers. This ayah is not addressed to the kuffar and the non-believers. Rather, the address is to you and I. To those who have brought iman, Allah Ta'ala beautifully mentions, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ Allah Ta'ala says that has the time not come for those that have believed. So this address is to you and I. That has the time not come for those who have believed that their hearts should become humbly submissive at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the truth with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. So in this ayah, Allah ta'ala is asking the question that how long are we going to be heedless of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When is the time going to come that our hearts will develop the quality of khashya, of khushu' before the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where our hearts will submit and become submissive to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah, if you have to look at the sababun nuzul, the reason of revelation for this ayah, the commentators mention Ibn Abbas, it has been reported from him, that he says this ayah was revealed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala noticed there was a slight laxity or laziness in the ibadah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een. So just to explain or to understand the relevance that this ayah has to you and I. This ayah was revealed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala noticed there was a slight laxity in the ibadah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Others explain that after Hijrah had taken place to Medina Munawwara and Allah Ta'ala had improved the socio-economic conditions in which the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were living in, then some slight laziness settled in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed this ayah. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is reported to have said that between accepting Islam and this ayah being revealed, there was only a span of 4 years. To show that this ayah was revealed, addressed at the time, or addressing the very first of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een. That when Allah Ta'ala noticed the slight laziness or laxity in their ibadah, in their submission to Him, Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayah as a reminder for them. Asking the question that when is the time going to come when your hearts become submissive before the commands of Allah? And this is referring to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And we all know the sacrifice that they gave for deen. We all know the high level of spirituality, the level of taqwa that they had. So, of course, we cannot compare to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een. So, all the more that this ayah is relevant to you and I, wherein we have become completely heedless of the hereafter. Just for you and I to think about something, that from the time our eyes opened this morning, from the time this morning when our eyes open up till this moment now, did the thought even cross my mind for a second or for even one moment, what is my objective in this world? Did I even think once from this morning, from the time my eyes open up till now, did I even think once about Akhirah and the hereafter? Did that thought cross my mind? So this question is for each one of us to answer honestly. That if so many hours could pass, and if we could not even think, or our mind did not even go towards our true objective in this world, if we could not think about Akhirah for even one moment, then it means that we have become heedless and we have lost our objective in this dunya. That we have lost our objective in this dunya. We have become so engrossed in the dunya wherein the entire morning can pass. And a person did not even think about hereafter. He did not even think once about his objective, why he's in this world, that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn his jannah, to earn his paradise. So nevertheless, this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing you and I. In the most beautiful way, Allah ta'ala is asking this question, that how long are we going to delay? That when is the time going to come when we say that now I am going to become submissive to the commands of Allah? That now I am going to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And tying it up to what I had mentioned previously, that with our engrossment in the dunya, we become heedless and we forget about Akhirah. So it is time for us now to take stock of ourselves. That how long are we going to procrastinate? When is the time going to come when I'm going to become obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah ta'ala warns us thereafter in the ayah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And Allah ta'ala warns us by saying, do not be like the people of the book of the past. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That they procrastinated for a long time. That they were heedless of the commands of Allah. They continued in the disobedience of Allah. So that resulted in their hearts now becoming hard. Their hearts became hard. And thereafter, they were not given the opportunity or the ability to thereafter become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith that I mentioned so beautifully is warning us that be careful of the dunya. Do not let it consume us to such an extent where now we are completely heedless of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully mentions, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا يُخْرِجُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مِنْ زَهْرَةِ الدُّنْيَا. That the thing that I fear most for you is that which Allah ta'ala will take out of the adornments, of the glitter and the glamour of this world. Allah ta'ala will take it out for you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this is the thing that he fears most. Why? Because he knows that we will become deceived by these items of this world. And we will forget about hereafter. We will forget about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayah, the commentators mention a very beautiful incident of Fudail bin Ayyad rahimahullah. We know what a great saint and what an abid and worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he was. But they mention that this ayah was the reason or the cause of the tawbah and the repentance of Fudail bin Ayyad rahimahullah. Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions this in his commentary. He brings this incident wherein he says that Fudail rahimahullah, he fell in love with a certain woman, ashiqa jariyatan, fawa'adathu laylatan. So he made an agreement with her that we will meet at a certain place or at a certain time. Fabaynama huwa yartaqi al-judrana ilayha. So whilst he was going to this place where he's going to meet her, sami'a qari'an yaqra. He hears a person, he hears a person who is reciting, and these verses of the Holy Quran fall on his ears. Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an taqsha'a qulubuhum li-dhikri Allah. He hears these verses. And subhanAllah, these verses have such a profound impact. And they strike him to such an extent that وَقَفَ فَرَجَعَ الْقَهْقَرَى. It stops him dead in his tracks. He was going towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when these verses of the Holy Quran fell on his ears, فَرَجَعَ الْقَهْقَرَى. He stopped. And he went back. And he says, بَلَا وَاللَّهِ قَدْ آن. He responds to this question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse by saying, yes, certainly, O Allah, that time has now come. Wherein Allah ta'ala asks in the verse, has the time not come for those that have brought iman, that their hearts should become humbly submissive at the remembrance of Allah. And Fudail rahimahullah, when he hears these verses, he stops and he responds and he says, Bala wallahi qad an, that certainly, O Allah, that time has now come. And he leaves that sin. He goes away. He changes his life and he becomes Fudail rahimahullah. Fudail rahimahullah. Just like how we find that these verses had such an impact and affected the heart of Fudail rahimahullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He make these verses affect our heart just like that. And by hearing this verse, we should give the same response which Fudail rahimahullah had given. That yes, O my Allah, the time has now come where I change my life and my heart now becomes truly submissive to you and to your commands. As we had discussed previously, that in our engrossment in the dunya, by becoming engrossed to such an extent in the dunya, we become heedless of the akhirah and of the commands of Allah. A few ways in which we can change this. The first is we take our time to spend in the company of those ulama and those people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that are focused on the hereafter. Those who have understood their objective in this world and their focus is on hereafter. They are not deceived by the dunya. If we spend more time in their company, then inshallah we will find that this quality that they have will rub on to us and it will help us to come out of the sickness of being totally submerged and engrossed in the dunya. Another way in which we can focus our attention onto the hereafter and our true objective in this world is by taking part in the many dini programs that we are blessed with to take in the city of Durban, that there are so many programs which take place. During the week there are programs, on the weekend there are programs, in the different masajid. That take out that time, attend these programs, inshallah we will find it will be a means of resetting our focus, resetting our mindset, where our mindset is now focused on hereafter and no more focused on the dunya. Another way in which we can reset our mindset and focus towards the hereafter is that we take out on a daily basis, we take out some time from our dunya wherein we dedicate to the hereafter, wherein we dedicate to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that can be achieved in many different ways. For example, a person says, I will dedicate a certain time, half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour. I will use that, maybe from there, I'm going to spend half an hour reciting Quran Sharif. Maybe another half an hour I'm going to spend in reading a good Islamic book wherein I can increase my knowledge, etc. Or a person takes out time to increase his knowledge. He attends certain Islamic lessons wherein he can increase his knowledge. Another way is a person takes out this time and he can dedicate that time to the masjid. That in this time I will spend that time in the masjid. In the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will make some dua, I will make some istighfar, I will recite some Quran Sharif, etc. So like this, if we do this on a daily basis, then it will, with this intention, that I want to refocus my mind towards Akhirah. I want to understand and work towards my true objective that Allah Ta'ala has sent me in this world, and that is for the hereafter, and it is not for this dunya. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, may He give us the correct understanding, may He give us the ability that we reset our minds and we reset our focus to focus on hereafter, and to strive to achieve Jannah and hereafter. And may Allah Ta'ala remove from us the sickness of becoming totally engrossed and submerged in the activities of the dunya, which then makes us completely heedless of the hereafter. And may Allah Ta'ala make us such that just how Fudayl rahimahullah responded, Bala wallahi qad an, when he heard those verses, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that it became a turning point in his life. May Allah Ta'ala make this also the turning point in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.